Who is Plumnelli, Keith?
Plumnelli is a character that was created years ago for an activity in Branson. I don't know.
I know.
Yeah, tell us about it.
Hello. Okay, so I'm Angie, and I'm with Downtown Branson Betterment Association, and we are very excited to be having the 58th annual Plumnelli Days event right down the street. I know, right?
Oh. So it's we took a little break, right?
We did, but we just decided to keep you know.
Yeah, sure. I remember almost 33 years ago, but down at Mangfield, Plumnelli Days, and it would rain and get muddy and all that kind of stuff, and then then there was a time where it kind of went away, and you had it back now for almost 3 years, I remember.
Yes, exactly, and it wasn't gone for very long, but it was like for like a few years, but it's funny that you mentioned that because the history goes back so far, and I was looking at some old pictures where it was in front of the old Jim Owens Theater, you know.
Right.
And I was thinking about it being built up to, you know, the tent city we built up yesterday and the weather, but you know, when you mentioned the mud, we don't have to deal with that at all.
Asphalt.
Thank you, Lord.
How about the wind of last night?
So
any
we did.
Problems?
So everything, we had vendor move in. We built a city, the Plumnelli City, last night, and everything was so smooth, but we did have a gust of wind. It went north and south, and I don't know. It was just like very fast, and we had some tents blow over because we have a bay. It's really cool to come see because it's about 90 vendors a pop-up, you know.
But the tents are all back up again.
So, yes, we called everybody, and it was so amazing because, you know, everybody talks about what's going on in the world, and I want to say community always comes through, and we should never give up on that because the people that were there, because it was at the end where most people were gone, and right. There was just the last bit of vendors and us waiting, you know, you know, when you're thinking, oh, it's been a great day, and then a bush, the wind
Angie,
comes
Angie, I got to ask you a question. If yes. I remember it, Plumnelli was a doll. Is that right?
So, no, let me tell you the story, all right? Because everybody asks, well, we did back in the 50th annual.
Right.
We had a Plumnelli. We have had Plumnelli pageants.
Okay.
So I remember those.
I believe very much so that we have turned it, and I'm just going to take credit that we did it.
That's fine.
I turned Plumnelli into a character, all right? However, I did some research, and it was great because I read an article about it yesterday. I was like, you're exactly right. But I did the research for Plumnelli and where it came from. And are y'all ready for this?
I'm ready.
We stole it from the Brits, okay?
That's all right.
They said, Plumnelli, anything is possible. And we took it and turned it into Plumnelli.
In the Ozarks.
So it means Plumnelli, anything is possible. And that is true because we have 95 vendors, food trucks, entertainment all day long for two full days. It's right in historic downtown Branson. It's an event that brings people from all over the country.
Now, what are the times today and tomorrow?
Nine to six.
Nine to six.
Very excited about so the vendors are fat. We have crafters, original artists. We have artists on site that are showcasing their work. Face painters, entertainment throughout the day. I'll be playing bingo. We'll have prizes. Tomorrow, we're actually having
B31, Keith.
Yep.
All right,
bingo.
Question, because yes. I get a little confused when you answered it earlier.
Okay.
Albury parking lot. Keith, where is that?
Oh.
Okay,
of course. Come on, Keith. It's behind Dick's 5 and 9.
Oh, okay. All right.
And yes, normally the big tent is there.
And it will be there come autumn days.
Yeah, but
the
not
third
now.
Week in September. No, right now we have the Tent City.
Which is across from Regions Bank.
Exactly.
Okay.
And then the entertainment center is between the Summit Nightlife and the Regions Bank.
Now, Charlie just learned to play the guitar the other day. Is he going to be part
Would
of the entertainment today?
Would you like to? I will make a space for
Who
you.
Who is going to be entertaining?
We have a full range of artists. And what is very exciting is that we found out from the community last year, brought back some concerts, right? Like the last 2 hours of the day. We didn't want to go into the evening because of the fact of the theater shows and nightlife. However, so for the last 2 hours of each day, we had live concerts, and that went over so well that we have brought a lot of brand new comers that are going to be doing concerts. So it's a real out music festival. But like Randy Plummer will be here, but he's going to do an hour instead of just 30 minutes.
Sure.
So that 30 minutes thing is kind of gone for right now.
Okay.
And then tomorrow we have a street party from 4 to 6 where we're going to have a karaoke contest. Everybody, the karaoke kings and queens out there, please come.
Keith?
Are you going to be there, Keith?
me.
And we're going to do dances, and it's very kid-friendly. All right.
All right. question. I got to go back to something because I'm confused. I'm easy to confuse. Keith Chancey came in and confused me just by walking in the door.
Well, we have two Keiths now. That's why it's not confused.
Yeah, we have Keith and Keith. But here's my question. He brought a guest, right?
He might be Keith.
I want to go back to Plumnelli for just a minute. And stole it from the Brits is fine. Plumnelli means what?
Anything Plum possible, nearly right? Anything is possible.
What doll am I thinking about?
You're thinking about the Cupid
dolls. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. That's you're whole thinking about deal. The
Rose O'Neill
Cupid. Y'all have been together so long because Rose he just O'Neill. Literally pulled that out of your brain.
It's because he...
That was amazing.
There wasn't much else up there, so I had a
Cupid doll. So I was like...
That's what it was.
I thought you were thinking about Sadie Hawkins because I think of Plumnelli and Sadie Hawkins
a
lot.
Sadie Hawkins is where they have those dances.
And that's from back in Dog Patch USA style, you know, where the girls go get the guys and stuff like that. Yeah,
changed
the whole
society.
Revolution. I agree.
How about
totally
food?
Agree. Okay, let me tell you. Number one, all the restaurants down there are fantastic. And Mr. G's was just telling me how their businesses go up so much when our events come into town because, well, the crowds. So there are the Bavarian restaurants, Mr. G's restaurants, Farmhouse, the... don't let me forget the most one of the Branson Cafe,
Clocker's Farmhouse.
All of those are fantastic, right? And we also have vendors, food trucks there. Food trucks are very, very popular these days.
Yeah,
so we have pie, like dessert food trucks. We have some new food truck that I haven't even. It's brand new and it's called Ain't Y'all Mama's Kitchen, where the customers are wrong. So I want to go find out what that's all about.
I love the title.
It looks like barbecue or something like that. But so it's all, I mean, it's going to smell fantastic out there. It looks like a festival because the tents are all
poppy. I am so glad you straightened this out because I came down the street the other day, Keith, by the little newspaper building. Keith, you know where that's at.
Yep.
And I'm looking at the bank must be giving money away. And that's what I find out. Plumnelli Days. Keith, wrap us up.
Well, it starts at what time today?
9 o'clock. I'm heading over there right now. I'm ready for. Yes.
Okay. Nine to six.
And
today.
Entertainment all day, vendors all day, food all day, and it's going to be a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful day in the neighborhood.
Today and tomorrow.
Today and tomorrow.
And it's free. It doesn't cost you anything
absolutely
to get in.
Absolutely free.
Yep. Now,
you
food's
just walk
not
right
free,
on over.
Just walk.
And
on
neither
on.
Are the crafts, you know.
Now,
but
let's
you
do
can
a little,
play bingo for free.
Let's do a little disclaimer. Because somebody just listened, hey, everything's free. Keith, would you explain to people?
I say, food is not free. And
thank
you. If you buy something from the vendors, that's not
it's
free.
It's not free either.
Absolutely not. But, you know.
But to get in is free.
To walk over and have a beautiful day in the neighborhood with community. And, that's absolutely free.
And we know Mr. Rogers.
I know I'm going to sing that song this weekend.
Yeah, that's good. Angie, thanks a lot.
Thank y'all so much.
Thank
I appreciate
Angie.
You.
We appreciate
all right.
It.
See you soon.
Have a good day.
Plumnelli Days today, 9 to 6, downtown Branson.